In light of this coronavirus stuff that's going around, and in light of Ron's message and that, I just want to say I've got a piece of paper at home that I wrote down on it here several months ago, some things. And one of the things was, you know, we come in here on Sunday, and we come to worship God, and we call ourselves Christian. How good of Christians are we? If we look at ourselves through God's eyes, what do we see? I don't like what I see. And since we started this study in Deuteronomy, there's some things in Deuteronomy that I think would be good for all of us to look at and think about. It starts in verse 27. Well, all of it, but in verse 27 it mentions several places there. Cursed is the man who so and so and so on and so forth. There's a bunch of them there. Cursed is the man who does this, who does that. And then we get to chapter 28, and it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. How well do we obey the Lord? On verse 3 it says, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading through trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns, on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you an oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So I think it'd be good for all of us to just kind of take a look at ourselves, look at ourselves through God's eyes, and ask God to guide us and to give us direction.
Before we go, let's look at some prayer concerns real quickly, if you can find your insert. Very thankful to see Aline this morning. She said that they shut her out of the hospital, so she couldn't go see Ben anyway. That is true of all the institutions, I believe. They are really clamping them down. I got a call from the jail saying I can't go there for the next 2 weeks. So I'm praying for my guys in my jail church that they'll be okay. We also have been, again, concerned for the Coxes and their 50th this afternoon because of the closure of Friends Fellowship Community. We got a call saying don't come see the Kendalls and don't come see Anna Lou because you won't be allowed in the building. It's happening all over the place. We need to pray for not just the people that are quarantined like that, but for those that really would like to be there providing some support and can't do that. But anyway, all that to say, pray for Ben. I think he's going to break out of the hospital before too long and head off to Morrison Woods, so we will pray that that transition goes well when it can happen. We saw him late this week, and he was doing so great. He's just a different man from what we saw a week ago. So we give thanks for his finally turning the corner and starting to improve. Susie Turner is doing fairly well at home but struggling still with her respiratory system, so please pray for her. Kenny is here this morning. I'm really thankful to see him fighting off the drug allergies and the sciatic pain and all the rest. So pray for Kenny. He's not had a very good week, and I really appreciate the fact that he came to worship God anyway. Carolyn Howe called on Friday, I believe it was, or yesterday, Friday, and said she will be leaving her Bethel Point place for home today. She hoped to be released this morning. So we'll check on her this afternoon, make sure that she makes it home all right. But we can give thanks for her progress and pray that she won't fall at home again after 24 hours of being there. This time she'll slow down a little bit. Please continue praying for Betty Monks, who is still recuperating after arm fracture. And Pam's mother, give thanks to the Lord with me that Pam got home safely this week. I'm really thankful she walked off of that airplane Wednesday night. Her mother is not nearly as good as they hope. After Pam left and flew home, I think the word yesterday at least was a little more encouraging. So Mary is starting to wake up a little bit and starting to at least take a little bit of responsibility for herself. That's a good thing. But if you will continue praying for Mary Curtis, we'll appreciate that. We've talked enough about the coronavirus. Take note there of those who are dealing with cancer. They're the same names that were on the list last week. Sherry Black did come through her surgery as well as can be expected, but is now recovering. The travelers, the Growths are coming home this week. Al called Pam yesterday and said that they think they'll be traveling on Wednesday, you said? Oh, they're traveling today. Oh, they're taking it slow and easy then. They're going to arrive on Wednesday. They left today. So we can pray for them all the first half of the week. I also got an email from Doug Baker, who's down in Florida. And he said, and he got the reminder of our services today. And he says, we are really envious of you guys. They have closed the Friends meeting, wherever it is that they are, until the middle of April. So he said, we're going to be gone by then. We're going to be back home by then. So we're sad that we can't worship here, but we will certainly be worshiping with you all when you gather this morning. And surely as you listen to the news, you know that the world is still not a very peaceful place, so please don't ever stop praying for peace. We also got calls early this morning from Terry Reinhard saying that both he and Sharon are not particularly well. Sharon had a fever this morning and she didn't want to share anything with anybody. Terry was going to take off and go care for his mother, because their caregiver is having health problems. And then in the end, Terry called back and said, I'm staying home too. I don't want to give my mother anything that Sharon's got. So they are both self-quarantining today, and I'm sure there are many others as well. That's the list that I knew about. Are there other concerns we should pray with you about before we close? Eileen?
First of all, Ben, wanted to thank the church family for prayers, and cards and thoughts, and that's helped. The prayers helps. And he is going to be transported to Indy, to Methodist, Thursday, to have his leg looked at, his ankle, so we hope that still will go on. But that's the next thing, and just prayers. And we had a tech that brings the medicine and things like that. He gave a testimony the other day, started off talking about the virus, and then it just went from that to how he's raising his two boys, and he just gave a wonderful testimony, and we really appreciated that. So thank you guys.
Thank you. Anything else? Ellen, we need to be praying for Kendra. She has been told she can't go back to class. Well, I lived for those things in college. Ellen.
Well, this is more, this isn't just about my family. It's about, I hope, I'm trying to make it about other kids. But Kent told me that their church was closed today. And I was thinking about something Evie said to me, and it's been a year or two ago, probably a couple years ago. But she liked going to her church better than she liked coming here. She really liked Ron and Pam, but she didn't really like coming here. And she had started to notice that there weren't usually kids here for, you know, to get acquainted with. And she asked me about, we were talking about, and she was talking about her church, and I said, well, what is it you really like about your church? And she said, well, my friends go there. And I said, Evie, that's one of the things I really like about my church. My friends go there. And it kind of turned a light on, you know, that I think she finally figured out that to be friends, they didn't have to be kids. They could be her friends. And she has practically worn Ron and Pam out adopting them. So I don't know how we do this, but I think this is going to be a hard thing. School, no friends, no friends. So pray for our children, and by our children I mean the world's children. This is going to be rough for them. This is a kind of a life changer for them, even if we come through this without any close relatives getting really sick or anything. It would still be hard. So pray for the children. I think it was perfect that we talked about kids today. So, but
we will do that.
And the elderly. Evelyn's on lockdown too, of course. And so.
Yeah. Remind you to look at the back page of your bulletin this morning. You will keep seeing this over and over and over again. The reason people come to church is not the pastor. It is not organized visitation. It is not advertising. It's not even the Velcro room. It's friends. However, that said, we will be getting a Velcro room in the next few weeks. So we'll welcome all of you to come in and stick yourself to the ceiling. Cleo?
I just wanted to tell everybody about Betty Monks. She's doing really well. She probably would have came to church today, but she, in light of the coronavirus and stuff and weather and so forth, she didn't feel like getting out probably. But she is doing good, and so it's a praise note on that part. Another thing I wanted to mention too, the Ohio Valley Gas District office where you pay your bills and stuff is closed to the public. I don't think they'll shut anybody's gas off if you don't pay your bill this month. But
I have a hunch they'll still accept your check by mail. Just guessing. Anything else before we close? Aline thought of something else.
I forgot to tell you this. One of Ben's head doctors, that's taking care of him through all this, stayed and talked a good little bit yesterday morning. And he said, just for this virus going around, just use common sense. Common sense. He said, if you don't feel good, stay home. If you are sick to your stomach, stay home. Don't go into big crowds where you don't have to go. And he emphasized several times, just use common sense and not spread it. And we appreciated that. Of course, we're not going to go anywhere, but it was good.
Good. I have been in some situations where common sense was a pretty tall order. We'll ask for God's grace. Would you pray with me, and we'll get you to Sunday school. Lord, you've heard the concerns of our hearts. You certainly know what they are. You know the ones we haven't even spoken of. You know the situations of all these on our list. You know our specific needs. You know the way that people are suffering. You know how people are afraid at this moment. You know about all the kids who are not going to be in school for a while, Ellen's concern. We commit all of these things into your care. We ask that you would help us to live this week prayerfully, to not forget to pray for so many who are afraid and who are suffering, who are hurting. But we ask also that you would help us to walk this week with a keen awareness that we live under your wing and that it'll be okay. We love you. We love you for the way you love us back. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming. Please join us in Sunday school if you can.